Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's back for the second matchup show, this one for the offense. Joining me, as always, is my co-host, Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back on for the offensive show. Had a real good defensive matchup, talking about inside linebackers versus Flacco and the mind games in the pass game, and then also really just taking a look forward to what kind of packages we could see, some new variations. Does Alexander look like he can sustain moving forward, things of that nature?
Yeah, a lot of things about that pass rush will be interesting. The Ravens need to get some outside pass rush going. They also need to get some inside pass rush going, but they have the advantage. They're not facing a Josh Allen this week, not facing a guy who's going to do a lot of damage if he leaves the pocket, and they have a chance to, you know, get back to some of their normal ways of stunting and blitzing that would otherwise open up lanes for running that they don't need to be too concerned about, I don't believe, with 40-year-old Joe Flacco back there.
At all. And keeping on the topic of running, moving into my first matchup of the game, the Ravens' power run scheme versus the Browns' front seven. The Browns are talented up front, really starting with Myles Garrett, all-pro, all-world. And then you got the Mason Graham, their first round pick. And then they're solid all around in the front with the linebackers. They have Devin Bush and Ward playing well. Del Pitt, a strong safety. I'm really interested to see how we improve on the first game. We had a lot of success. There were some instances that we let pressure leak inside, noticeably on the Derrick Henry fumble. I want to see the adjustments we make in terms of understanding that, yes, you have an assignment, but you have to gauge the situation in real time. Does it make sense to let your guy go scot-free and leave your teammate hanging out to dry to spot this all-world three tech across his face? I mean, just small things like that. I want to see if we can build on this strong performance and make more of a difference in the game, in the crucial points of the game, not even just the middle parts. We need it in the beginning and at the end.
Well, it's a very difficult game, certainly in them trying to defense Ed Oliver. And the one play was a difficult reach block for
Rosengarten
to make, because Falele left the spot. You know, Falele was pulling on the play. Falele actually had a pretty good mobility game, which is funny. He had a lot of big pass blocking errors, particularly in that first half. But then he actually played pretty well in terms of mobility. I'm not excusing his, you know, very poor overall play, because he was such a poor pass blocker. He had more pass rush events in this single game than he'd had in the last five games of last year combined. And they were more serious. You know, he had like minus 9 points of pass rush events in this game, and it was minus 4 in the final five games of last year. So that's a 309 snaps to 60 difference also. So it's very hard to sit there and watch Falele take such a huge step back. And I know everybody's pissed off at Falele, but they're not really trying to consider, it's not just yeah, you always knew, and I'm using air quotes, that Daniel Faalele sucked, and you never had any confidence in him or anything. But the truth of the matter is, Daniel Faalele finished extremely well last year. This is an enormous loss for the Ravens if he's regressed in some way to being a below average lineman.
Yeah, and I mean, to put it frank, it looked like it was still snowing out there for him, the way he was moving. I mean, he literally was skating on ice. I mean, it was tough to see him the way, even on the Lamar Houdini play, I mean, he's turning around looking at the guy.
They look terrible.
What are we doing? We have to do something about that.
And in truth, that was Rosengarten and Stanley who choked up on that one. And yes, it became a zero.
Well,
R,
Lamar could have stepped up as well.
Well,
I thought he had space to step up.
But he stepped back and stepped around, and that turned out to be worth 19 yards. It's hard to really blame Lamar on that play. He had one of the sacks, the sack zero, he stepped up. That was Rosengarten too. He stepped up, but he then went too far. I thought Rosengarten allowed a pressure on the play effectively, but not a sack. So I gave him one third of that sack. I gave two thirds of it to Lamar. Yeah. That's one case where, there are a couple cases in the game where Rosengarten clearly gave up pressures. And it was interesting that not everybody scored it the same. Let's put it that way as me. I completely agree on the power run game. And I think they need to get back to the basic duo stuff and really show that they can open up holes with that. It doesn't all have to be zone running. They can do that effectively. And in some ways that works quite well with the misdirection they throw, but it shows that you can move people. I mean, they're much bigger than their opponents. Even in this game against the Bills, who have now a couple big players in Deion Walker and Daquan Jones, they still way outsized them, and they should be able to push these guys around, I think.
Do you think we go to the rotation if he has another fall off the cliff game with Ben Cleveland?
Yeah. I don't know how soon I'd make the move. Probably not after one more game, but you'd really have to say fall off the cliff games have a very wide spectrum of possible outcomes. So let's say if it's anywhere between 0 and 50, well, if it's 50, probably no, he gets another chance. If it's 0, yes, I think he's out of it. So, and we've seen zeros. James Hurst has had a zero before. So anyway, there are differences. Let me move on to my second one, which is similar, but a little bit different. It's sustained drives with the run. Now, if they're able to impose their will on the Cleveland Browns, likely this one is not going to be a terrible problem. But what happened in this game was they didn't have uniformly great run plays. They had a whole bunch of breakaway runs, and they had a whole bunch of negative runs. And you've probably heard me say this a number of times before in the show, but variance, the value of variance accrues to the defense. Okay, so the defense wins if plays are like 30 and then two negative fives and a couple of twos and threes. They're more likely to get a stop out of a selection of from those plays than you are to have a sustained drive. The Ravens need to get Derrick Henry running for 5, 6, 7 yards per carry like he did all last season on a high number of plays. It was the Houston game was the most extreme example of Derrick Henry being able to run for just 7 yards just about every play. And how much that really demoralized that team. But the barbell results against the Bills really hurt both the offense and the defense in quarter four. The offense couldn't sustain drives. In fact, in the whole second half, they had 7 drives. The longest possession was 4 plays.
And it was really tough to see. Yeah. Really tough to see. I think, obviously, we all didn't like the jet sweep to Zay Flowers, but that illegal formation or whatever it was that where Zay was moving forward on the jet sweep, I mean, that play call wasn't good either. So I would like to see us at least open it up in that kind of situation with a decent lead. So it was tough.
A few more things go with this. They need to lean more on the misdirection component with their offense, which is absolutely deadly. We saw Jackson make very good zone reads in this first game. He had 6 runs, I think, of 10 plus yards. Might have been five, but whatever it was effective. And Henry also had 5 big runs. I think they can continue that. They're playing a team that has two very good inside linebackers. Devin Bush has rejuvenated his career in Cleveland, and he's now he's always been a good tackler, by the way, but he's now a better all around linebacker and probably a little better instincts in getting the spot. And Carson Schwechinger has been one of the big week one revelations in terms of how good he was relative to where I thought he was anyway in the draft. I had him as a third or fourth round pick, and the Browns got him in round two, and he's been completely worth it so far. So we'll see if that holds out. I think also they have the chance to run no huddle to keep the guys tired. I think it's generally a good thing. And the offense just, it needs to do its part in winning snap count. The defense also needs to be able to get the Browns off the field, but they need to do their part to win snap count.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see how we follow up our performance from last week. It was – Lamar almost had a perfect performance. His QBR was 144. Mm-hmm. Obviously he's been perfect, but to your point about the QB runs, the ironic thing is when Buffalo came out and scored first play, they calmed the game down with a Lamar pull on the run, and then Henry fumbles the next play. I feel like we had a script going into that, and then they punched us in the mouth, and that's where we kind of were just on the ropes, and then they gave us a knockout punch. So it was really tough to see that in real time. I almost had kind of a little bit of a smirk, not in a happy way, but just in a, like, I can't believe this is actually happening kind of thing, because seen this way too many times.
Yeah, you feel like it's the same story. Jonas Schaefer made the point that when they've been in the process of blowing fourth quarter leads over some period, and it might have been the beginning of 2018 or whatever it was, but the leads that they've blown in the fourth quarter that met a certain criteria, they had fumbled the ball. There had been a total of 8 fumbles on the ground, 5 by the Ravens and 3 by the opponents, and the Ravens had recovered 0 of them. So that's it. Just fumbling, it's a lot of luck involved in who recovers a fumble. The Ravens had another one in this game. Well, they had 2 more. They forced one, and they had one themselves, and they did not recover either fumble.
Yeah, it's wacky. And the thing is that really kind of blows my mind is that we had 85 plays on defense and not one turnover.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting completely worn out in that second half. Right, they had 3 good turnover opportunities, 3 good takeaway shots. They had the drop interception from drive. Starks, 35% or 40%. Probably that's interception. And I'm probably being generous there. I think there's some people that say he should have had it 50% or 60% of the time. Yeah. You look at the forced fumble by Hamilton. That could have been picked up. It went out of bounds. And then they had the failed scoop by Awuzie, which that was a really tough interception. But 2020.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
25%. Your typical DB makes that play. And if he had, it would have been great. And, you know, you throw all that together, they probably lost a turnover among those three plays.
Yeah. We're looking to see something in that category. It's been a couple years where obviously in our heritage, we've seen Ray and Ed and Terrell Suggs come up with a big play when we really need it. And for the past decade, it seems like we haven't had that play. So it's getting tough. Oh, moving on to my next point. I have the Ravens 11 personnel versus the Browns pressure looks. Specifically, obviously, in third down, maybe second and long situations, we're going to be leaning on our three wide receiver sets. I want to see if we can get some of the non-main guys involved, like a Devontae Walker, like a Tylan Wallace, just to put a little more speed on the field. Obviously, DeAndre Hopkins had that big-time catch for the touchdown. But other than that, he was really a non-factor. He had that slant on that weak third-down throw by Lamar on near the end of the game. But I want to see a little more pop in the receiver position, especially in the situations where Lamar's trying to dissect and the offensive line really doesn't pick it up correctly and the pass protection breaks down. I think that's something else we need to work on within our 11 personnel as well. And then I think the receivers are kind of on the same page as Lamar. I know the one play that Lamar got flushed out to the right, he was rolling right and he kind of just lobbed it to Zay Flowers in the end zone. He would have had time. They had the no safety look and Zay kind of just beat his guy over the top. Right. Things like that, just making sure that he can get everything situated. And if we can get this offense rocking in 13 personnel, we're going to be an issue, I think.
Yeah, there were a couple of throws left on the field. I'd kind of forgotten about that one. But, you know, obviously, if his feet are still, if he's able to reset, oh, yeah, he probably hits Zay on that play. He handed the ball, I think it was to Flowers, a little bit later in the game, or he tried to hand the ball to him, and he came in low. And then the very next play, he came in low to Hill on the ball that was, you know, basically Hill picked up off the ground.
Yes.
I saw, I think PFF called that a drop, which was a little strange, but I need to look at it again and see if it was. Maybe it was. He really should have been able to pick it up. He kind of bobbled it and let it hit the ground. But either way, he left a couple of throws on the field there that were fairly easy pitch and catch. If he'd had those two, he would have had that perfect passer rating you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's marginal with Lamar. I mean, it's tough to see him have a good performance and then we just blow it. I mean,
yep.
It's kind of just how his career has gone up to this point. He's brought us up to these crazy statistics, these crazy measures. He's taken us to the AFC Championship game, divisional most of the time, and we don't come up for him in most important time.
I'll just say this, that I think this was about the first time in Lamar's career, or certainly let's say it's this. It's the best he's ever played in a losing cause. He played very well in the AFC divisional game last year, but he did have an interception and a fumble himself, right, yeah, and he's partially culpable for both of those. He didn't have anything like that in this game. There wasn't any play where he choked it up. He had one Houdini-like play. He made a number of good passes. They didn't have that many total plays on offense. He had an injury at a very unfortunate time in terms of not, yeah, being able to go for it on fourth and three. But this was the best I think Lamar's ever played. He was his yards above expected. He was plus 83 on this game, and it's on a very low total. He only had 111 expected yards from the opportunities that he's given. Just to go with this again, three pressures. Sorry, check. Three ample time and space, nine pressures and nine ball out quick. 111 yards he should have had. He actually had 194 net, and that's 4.0 yards per pass or sack better he turned out. That's an unheard of number.
Yeah, I daydream about what this guy would look like in a stout. I mean, 2019. What he looked like in 2019 with this kind of cerebral mindset when it comes to the quarterback position he has now. I think, I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be great if they had a good offensive line for him. He does not really seem to need it to move the offense.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing, is he can overcome a lot of weakness on the interior offensive line. I hope, you know, if Linderbaum is not here next year, and it looks like every week that passes makes it more likely that that will not happen, that he will not be back, then I certainly hope that's not the straw that breaks the camel's back, with, you know, poor play at center causing the entire line to unravel. But I think there certainly is a risk, A, that that'll happen, that he'll be gone, and B, that the replacement won't be nearly of the same caliber. All right, I'll give you my last item. That's find that guy and that scheme. And what I mean is, when I say, it comes from an old Wink Martindale thing he used to say, or Dean Pease, I think, actually, is the first one I heard say it. It's been said probably as long as football has had the forward pass, that once the defense, you know, probes around a little bit, they will find that guy who they can take advantage of. Mm-hmm. And you can't hide a linebacker who can't cover. You can't hide a safety who doesn't know what he's doing. You know, they'll figure out what it is. So the Ravens, playing a team like the Browns, which has, some younger players on defense, but also some guys who are not perfect in terms of what they bring to the back end. Grant Delpit is a guy who's he's had some pretty good years as a tackler, not the greatest coverage guy, in my opinion. They've got people they can potentially take advantage of, in particular between level 2 and 3, but they've also got him on the outside as well. They've got not Newsom. Who's the other guy who's on the outside now? Because Newsom is hurt, right?
Ward.
Ward's great. He's not the guy I'm talking about. It's the other guy. So anyway, I'm not thinking about it right now, but there are guys they can take advantage of there on the back end. And the other thing is, I don't know that they have a guy that Zay Flowers can cover, that can cover Zay Flowers. Cause right now I'm not sure anybody in the National Football League can cover him. His step out of the break is so explosive and so sudden that it doesn't seem like there's any defensive back who's going to be able to stay with him on a crossing route. That's pretty much what the Ravens ran this last game. It wasn't like he was, you know, getting behind the defense on 7, 8, 9. He was getting behind the defense on a bunch of in-cutting routes and making big plays out of them. And then he had a one catch behind the line of scrimmage where he went for a lot of yards.
That was a good play, a real good design, where he was just underneath. I mean, I was like, wow, how did he even get into that spot? I didn't even see him. Nice.
It was very good. It's very good by him. Somebody I was doing the show with on the offense, I think it was Jonas, said that he thought that Flowers had done a really good job selling that to the cornerback, which is great, because that's not Flowers' game, is to sell things to the cornerback. He just is too sudden for the cornerback, which is an athletic gift that like no one else has, that even great route runners like Bateman have to be jealous of. Bateman has some speed, but he has great route running and the ability to kind of literally make the defensive back do the wrong thing. That's not Flowers' game. Flowers, if he's done it on a comeback route, that's an extra piece of value there we might uncover. Want to see the Ravens get Andrews and Bateman back in the game this week. Yep. Andrews only had one catch for 5 yards. Bateman's used on a couple short ones. Might have been Bateman who he underthrew. I got to go back and look at that, but one of those underthrow plays that kept him from a perfect rating. And then,
had that one throw where the DB was holding on to Bateman's nameplate the whole route.
Yeah.
That one. I think that one was also.
He really wanted that flag. That's for sure.
They should have called that. Yeah. They should have.
The other thing is not having Keaton Mitchell. Will they do that against the Browns? I sure as hell hope not. They need to get Mitchell in there, really see what he can do for the offense, because he's a great weapon. And, he's not just a guy who takes carries away from Derrick Henry. He may take some carries from Derrick Henry. He may take some from Justice Hill. And he may be in there when the two of them are both, when one of the two of them is in. And he can bring you tremendous misdirection value. The Ravens need that against the Browns. They need to make those inside linebackers make some mistakes. And I want to see Mitchell involved in that. And I also would like to see LaJonte Wester get a few offensive snaps. He didn't play at all on offense in this last game.
Yeah, I think they really want to just stick to their guns for their first game. Really put a statement out there to the NFL that they're going to do what they want to do, especially on offense, which they did. But they just couldn't finish it. I think as the season goes on, we'll start to see them open up more with the personnel. I think, like I said, they just really wanted to get something across against the Bills. I know Delpit was chirping in the media saying that Derrick Henry is easy to tackle. So there's a lot of food on the plate of the Cleveland Browns this week. I don't know if they could eat all.
They may have bitten off more than they can chew. Yeah. All right. Bill Frazier, always great talking football with you. Tell folks where they can hit you up online if they have questions or just want to talk matchups with you.
Yep. You guys can reach me on Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Other folks out there, if you're wondering about the schedule of shows in every week, here it is in a nutshell. One day after the game, I record the defensive review. That's two shows, two total hours of content that come out on Tuesday after a Sunday game. On Wednesday, same thing for the offense, two shows after that game. Then there's a Know Your Foe episode that'll come out on Thursday. Friday is Friday Morning GM, and then I'm going to try and have one of the two matchup shows later in the day to get that started. Saturday, the second matchup show, and on Sunday will be one last thing. A show that we've got some new format and new topics for it this year that I think you're going to really enjoy. And the topic for this weekend, which will be, I guess, tomorrow at this point, from if you're listening to this on Saturday, will be the Browns coming back to Baltimore for this first week game. And who's responsible for making that decision? And does it benefit the Ravens or not? Anyway, for Frazier Tappar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.